need your thoughts on this. 1-800-330-9999. So Hayden, my older daughter, is going to be 13 soon. So she's like a big girl. She's a big girl now. And she's the oldest of all her cousins, all that. You know, she's kind of she was the first grandchild. And as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday season, I'm wondering, is she old enough to graduate from the kids' table to the grown-up table?
Yeah, the kids' table is like a perplexing thing, right? Because when you're the oldest, it's not really cool anymore. When you're the youngest, it's not too bad.
Because, you got all your cousins there.
You're hanging out, you're having a good time. And when, you know, you're still all basically pretty young. But when you're 13 and all of a sudden you feel like your conversations are so much more grown than the rest of your little cousins.
Right.
Then it's not cool anymore to sit at the table. I remember that.
Yeah, so I remember, like, growing up, especially at my grandparents' house, is that there was always the adult table. And then there was, like, we called it the cousins' table because we were just all cousins, you know, like my brother, my sister, and my cousins. And I remember that it was like, we couldn't wait. We couldn't wait till we were old enough to sit at the grown-up table, right? Mm-hmm. Well, little did we know we were never going to, because there was never any room. And as we got older and, like, got engaged and married and all of our significant others started coming, our table just got bigger. It was just
It was a larger table, but it was still in the other room.
It was still the kids' table, but it was double the size of the adult table.
Pretty similar at my grandparents' house. It's like, once they downsized out of their big house and they were in, like, a townhouse, it still had to go on at their house. So the only problem, the difference between my setup and yours is that we were all in the same room. It was like a grand room, but our table was like 6 inches shorter and the chairs were fold out style,
Everybody know the kids' table has the folding chairs, 100%.
And I don't care how old you are. If you sit on a metal chair long enough, your butt doesn't feel right.
Yes.
Okay? It doesn't matter.
I remember we have New Year's Eve at my grandparents' house, too. And I remember there's always the thing about the champagne. And I remember we were like 23.
Yeah.
And we had to explain to them, we are old enough to drink now. Just because we're at the kids' table doesn't mean we can't have the champagne anymore.
As your knees hit the bottom of the table, right? And you got one of those paper tablecloths on there. Like, what? Come on.
1-800-330-9999. What do you remember about the kids' table? Is there rules of the kids' table? Hi, Anna and Raven.
My kids' table story is that my aunt made me carry the tray of rolls, like, over to our table for me and my cousins. And I, like, tripped and kind of dropped them all over the floor. And everybody was, you know, like, bummed because kids like rolls. And that was the birth of my nickname, Messy Jessie.
Oh, that's wrong.
It's brutal.
That's wrong having to live with that. Here's the thing, though. Thanksgiving, everybody's busy and talking, too. I would have had them rolls right back up on the tray.
And not for nothing. If rolls fall on the floor, it's not like you dropped, like, I don't know, like mashed potatoes on the floor. You just eat it.
Something that's absorbent.
Right. It's a big deal.
Pretty much anything that has some sort of solid surface area on the outside, I'm scooping it back up and I'm putting it in my mouth.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to argue with you.
Yeah, as long as it's not porous, like mashed potatoes.
Well, if it happens again, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not jelly. Or, like, you know what I mean? It's something porous, Anna.
Messy Jessie at the kids' table.
Even corn has a shell.
Oh, yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What was up with your kids' table when you were growing up? And what are your rules for it now? It's funny how when you're really little, you dream about the day that you don't have to sit at the kids' table anymore on the holidays and that you get to graduate to the big adult table.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you get older, you kind of love the kids' table because that's where it's at. That's where the fun is.
Well, the serious conversation happens at the adult table. And frankly, a lot of times it's boring. Right?
True.
Or there's some sort of conflict or whatever. I mean, especially over the last couple of years. Who wants to deal with that? Can I just go color? Can I just go do that?
Like, do you want to go make some arts and crafts?
Can I just go hang out over here? What's wrong with that?
What's your kids' table story? You can call 1-800-330-9999. This comes up because my daughter is 13. She's going to be 13. And I'm like, is it time for me? And she's the oldest. She's the oldest cousin, the first granddaughter, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, is it time for her to move up to the big table? I mean, all her cousins, they're so little, you know? Like,
yeah. There's nothing more awkward than when there's just not enough space for adults either, too, because then it's like draw straws. You're figuring out who you're going to expel from the adult table when they get there. And the person who's going to be sitting at the kid table, they never know it's going to be them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the look of shame as they're regarded back to that table there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your kids' table story?
Well, when I was a freshman in college and I was went back home and I brought my girlfriend over to a family dinner, they made us sit at the kids' table, even though we were like 10 years older than everyone else. And my parents thought, no, that's where you're going to sit. And it was very, very strange way to introduce my girlfriend to my family.
And you're trying to be big man on campus. Like, well, this is my girlfriend. I'm a big boy now. They sit you right next to your right. 7-year-old cousin, Timmy.
Your mom is so mad that you brought home this girl.
Right. Right? Where's her family?
Right, right.
Why can't she be with them?
You're sitting at the card table until the student loans are paid off now.
Plastic forks.
Yeah, I'm never gonna pay those off. But no, I'm just glad she didn't like take a napkin and like, you know, put it in my shirt or anything like that and didn't go that far. But but still, yeah, it was pretty awkward.
Well, that's just good planning, the napkin. I mean, let's not hate on everything.
Right.
Then some things are just practical.
Then there was going to be arts and crafts at the kids' table. You're going to, like, draw the outline of your hand.
This
make
actually
it into
sounds
a
like a really fun Thanksgiving.
I kind of wish I was at the kids' table.
What's wrong with this?
Yeah,
right. What is wrong with that
there.
At all?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your kids' table story?
So I would always be the terrible one, punching on my cousins and everything. So every reunion, they would always make me sit at the adult table, not at the kids' table.
Oh, because you're the troublemaker. You're the one causing all the trouble.
Got to keep my eyes on you.
Right.
Yep, I know that. I know that feeling.
Exactly.
That happened to me a few times, I think, back in the day.
Joe, my brother was the troublemaker, and my cousin Tony were the troublemakers. And if you left the two of them together,
oh boy,
it was definitely double trouble. And they always had one eye on both of them. Or me and my cousin Angela were always the older cousins, and we would be in charge of watching them to make sure they didn't do anything dumb at the kids' table. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your kids' table story?
Well, I actually still sit at the kids' table because I'm not married. And, you know, the thing in my family is if you're not married, you can't sit at the grown folks' table. So I'm just the fun uncle eating the sides with the kids.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Mom and Big Mama got rules, huh?
Oh, that's so funny.
Got rules.
Yeah,
and
got rules.
Not letting up.
How old are you? I'm sorry. Do you mind?
No, I'm 33.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Is it at your mother's house or your grandmother's house?
Oh, it's my grandmother's house.
Yeah, Big Mama's house.
Right.
The Big Mama house rules, and they don't bend.
Right.
Oh, they never bend.
She's like, bring home somebody, and then you don't have to sit with
right.
all the
exactly.
three-year-olds.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. And she's going to tell you on Thursday.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.